Authorities in Australia's two largest states are scrambling to contain coronavirus outbreaks this morning. Testing sites have been overwhelmed in the regional Victorian city of Shepparton after it recorded three COVID cases. And health officials in Sydney are investigating several locally acquired cases, prompting the state's premier to warn New South Wales is on the verge of a so-called seeding event. And the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has survived two no-confidence motions in State Parliament as the fallout over her relationship with disgraced MP Darryl Maguire continues. The former Liberal MP will face a second day of questioning today at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. Yesterday, he admitted to receiving a bundle of cash and pocketing thousands of dollars at his parliamentary office while operating a cash for visas scam. A new report has shed light on the massive impact the pandemic is having on Australian renters. The Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute has surveyed 15,000 renting households. It's found one-third of renters aren't sure how they'll continue to pay rent without government support. One-third have needed a rent reduction, and just over 5% have received an eviction notice. And the French President Emmanuel Macron says nightly curfews will be imposed in Paris and other major cities to help limit the spread of COVID. The curfews will take effect from Saturday. They'll run daily from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. over a period of 4 weeks.